Here we go. All righty, full moon readings. And I actually, walking in this morning, the moon was gorgeous.
Oh, so beautiful.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I don't know if it keeps anybody else up, but it definitely makes it hard for me to sleep when there's a full moon.
It was very impressive, and it's going to be even better tonight, I'm sure. And that's why we're here.
Excellent.
And I'm sorry I missed you last month. I felt a little ill, and Mower had to fill in. And, of course, everything blew up. I guess the text line wasn't working.
Oh, yeah. You know... Sometimes playing with energy. Electronics aren't my friend.
Oh, my goodness. Well, everything is up and working today. Everything's great. So people can start texting in 603-356-9145, and we promise to get through as many mini readings as possible. I do want to thank North Conway Premier and mention those guys right off the bat. They are a proud sponsor of this segment that we do every month with you. And we just had some fun with them a couple weeks ago before the Super Bowl.
They are amazing.
Aren't they fun guys?
You know what? You have to like their Facebook page, the Premier Rental Purchase. They are hysterical. And Emmett is a character,
it's
an alter ego of somebody in there. And you have to go in. They showed me the one of when they went to New Jersey to get the bagels. It was when they were sponsoring the Big Dave's thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they are hysterical people. And
great guys.
When you think about rent to own it or rental, it's not just used stuff. You actually can rent the brand new stuff to own it. So it's like financing.
It really is.
And it's gorgeous furniture.
And they're so wonderful about working with different budget plans. And if people are in different spots in their life, they can work with you.
Mm-hmm.
Very flexible, especially when it comes to the furniture. And they also have a nice little home store that they're kind of building too, with even not just big appliances like washers and dryers and such, but the small appliances, some mixers and things that you can want in your everyday kitchen.
Well, my son came with us to the lip sync battle that they hosted, and apparently they have gaming chairs and consoles, and now there's been requests made in my house for $1,000 gaming system.
Yes,
it's not happening if he's listening, but it was good to see that other people can have that.
Right, for sure. Yeah, of course, televisions and more. Yeah, they do it all. It's better, better product, better prices, better people. Of course, you can check them out online, NorthConwayPremier.com, but it really doesn't do it justice. You got to visit their beautiful showroom right next to JCPenney in North Conway. So kudos to those guys, and thank you so much. Let's get started. Here we go. You ready?
Okay,
we got all people texting in.
Yeah, and some of the people, because I know it's vacation week, some people have no idea what they're in for right now.
Yes.
I'm a psychic for people and pets, and I heard you say my website, enlightenedhorizons.com.
Yep.
I also have a Facebook page, Sarah Moore, Enlightened Horizons.
Mm-hmm.
I can communicate with spirit. I don't have a crystal ball right now, and I definitely don't have the thing on my head with the Swami wrap. But you can ask me anything. Really, all I need is, if it's an animal, what their name is, what their kind or color is, so that I make sure I'm on the right one. Because I'm amazed how many times it's another animal that pops up. And just a quick question. Obviously, we're on the radio, so it has to be kind of a quick one.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of a rapid fire deal that we do here.
And keep it. I mean, you can ask anything, but children are listening, so we're gonna cater a little bit to family oriented.
Of course, right? Yeah, it's a family friendly show for sure. And I do want to give everybody a heads up. I know that last month you were on, we had all types of complications here in the studio, and we weren't able to record it. This one will be recorded.
Perfect.
A lot of people texted in, asked to see you, hear it later. We understand it's radio, and you're getting ready for your day, and you can only do so much. But we were recording all of this, and it'll be posted on our website later today, conwaymagic.com. Okay?
All right.
We got everything checked off there.
Yep, good.
Let's start off. It was Rebecca from Freiburg texted in a little bit early. She kind of cheated a little bit, but we'll let her in. She texted in, and she's wondering about her past life. Oh, it's a good one right off the bat. She's wondering if there's any current family members that are around her from her past life, and if so, which one? Anything?
No, I don't think you have any family members that were around in that past life, but I see you draped. It's kind of like I'm looking at the Statue of Liberty with the drapes and the robes, and I feel like you were one of the ancient souls that kind of helped formulate, okay, what are the people going to need when they get down to this realm? They're going to need free will. They're going to need all these different emotions. And what are they here to do? They're here to learn peacefulness. And I think that you have true inner peace, but I think a lot of the people around you in your life struggle with that balance. And so you're here to observe their process. And then when they don't get it, that's when you step in and say, hey, you know what? Sometimes you have to let it go. And then I see them look at you like, well, why didn't you tell me that 3 months ago? So I'm not seeing a specific person, but I would rather you understand why you are here. And it's to observe and give the people the tools that were in sort of part of the original plan that we forgot we had in our back pocket.
All right, that one goes out to Rebecca from Freiburg. Melanie in Conway has texted us at 603-356-9145, wondering if her grandmother, who I'm assuming has passed away, can give her any advice, any word.
They're showing me three blind mice. I don't think your grandmother was blind, but I feel like stop tapping things with the cane to get a good feel on it. Just go. You know, you're going to know the minute you walk into a room if it's the right room for you to be in, but you're like, tap, 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 I don't know, tap, tap, tap. Nope, I don't like that. Oh, tap, I don't know what that is. I'm backing out. Just commit. She's so funny. Like, she's a grandmother that she would burp a baby kind of hard enough to really make it burp and not worry about hurting it a little. Not that it would hurt, but she's not delicate. So I get, just go for it. Trust your gut. You're not going to fall on your face, and stop worrying about... She's talking so fast.
Yeah.
Stop letting fear be your guiding vice, is what she says.
All right. That one goes out to Melanie in Conway. Rachel is listening from Southern New Hampshire, actually online, conwaymagic.com, streaming online. And she wants to ask about her puppy, Finnegan. Apparently, Finn does not sleep in the bed, and she wants to know if he's sad when she leaves for work.
No, I'm not sad when you leave for work. I feel like when you leave for work, there was a movie, Pets, I think it was, with like the poodle head banging to heavy metal.
Yep.
I feel like that. When you're not home, I'm like... Okay, what do I want to do? And I feel like this is a dog that kind of has like its own inner monologue going while you're not there. But I don't want to sleep in the bed. I need softness and smooshiness. I can see it laying on its back. It's not really a hot dog kind of dog, but it's a smaller dog. And I like almost like a long-haired Dachshund. I don't know. I can see this dog in my head. And I feel like I want warmth and I need security. And when I sleep, it's like I'm in the womb. So it's just like a baby. I'm sleeping when you sleep. And then when you're up, I'm up, but you're not home. And I love that. I need to learn how to explore the world on my own.
Wonderful. That one goes out to Rachel from Southern New Hampshire. Thank you for listening online at conwaymagic.com. Megan has texted in. She'd like to ask a question about her grandmother. She's been thinking about her a lot lately, wondering if she's trying to get a message for her.
Yeah, I'm wondering who just passed. I see the grandmother kneeling at a grave or a headstone. I don't know. Or if her husband is still alive. The grandmother is almost mourning something that she has lost. But she's in heaven, so I would love for you to give me a follow-up question to that. Just because it's like, or if somebody had lost a grown child and they lost a son before they passed, I just feel like that is what led her to being ready to go when it was her time.
Okay, interesting. So, Megan, if you're listening, please send another text and we'll try to get to it.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that somebody is about to die. I don't see that at all. It feels like she was grieving somebody in her lifetime.
And it's very important for people that are listening to this for the first time. When it comes to your readings and stuff, you're more or less try to stay away from the doom and gloom. It's all
I don't do doom and gloom anyway.
Yeah,
I only work in the light. I don't do scary stuff. If someone needs a house clearing, I call in my psychic medium friend, Kathleen Stone, who's not afraid to poke the bear. I'm like, nope, I'm chicken. I only want to see light stuff, thank you.
Yeah.
And I see it, but I just don't play with it.
Right, exactly. So just to give everybody a heads up. We'll do one more, then we'll take a quick commercial break. We have Kelly here texting in. Her youngest daughter is in Tennessee right now, going to get a job at a hospital, and she wants to excel at the job. She's wondering if that's a good thing for her life.
I think she's going to do super well at that job. Your daughter is very tuned in. It's funny, when I went to UNH, I opened and closed the field house, and there were some spooky hallways I had to go through late at night and early in the morning when it was still dark, and I feel like I felt energy down there, and I think your daughter does the same thing. So she needs to learn how to ground and protect her energy so that she doesn't absorb everything. She's going to be phenomenal at the job, and she's going to get the patients that call her in and say something profound to her, and she's going to walk away going, did they actually just say that or not? Like, I'm leaving now, so thank you. She's going to get the people that are ready to transition who open up to her, but if she doesn't learn how to bubble and protect her energy, she's going to go home from that job every night really exhausted. And tell her to drink water. When I do readings, I drink water, and then I go to the bathroom, and I flush out anything that has flowed through me during a reading, so it keeps my energy clear.
All right, very good. That one goes up to Kelly and her daughter in Tennessee. I do want to remind everybody, too, if Sarah says something that you would like her to expand on, you can book a private session with her, and you can contact her via Facebook. That's enlightenedhorizons.com. We're going to take a quick break. What is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 3.5 minutes.
Okay, I'm ready.
3.5 minutes. We'll be back right here on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.